considered that we are living in a unique time, that something world-changing is about to happen, and that it might concern you? If so, you're in the right place. Keep listening, and you'll hear thought-provoking views behind the news that point to a new and better future for all. Many people now sense that humanity is not alone. So consider this. If the Christ or the Buddha walked among us today as modern men, would we recognize them? What would they be saying? And most importantly, would we listen? Every Sunday on this program, Share International Radio will examine extraordinary events that are unfolding behind the headline news. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for. And now, welcome to this week's show.
Hello, hello. This is Diana Gold-Holland broadcasting to you from semi-cloudy but very warm Vancouver on this, our ninth day of July, 2017. We're getting closer to the 100 mark on our shows and very happy of it. Hope that you are enjoying our programs and that you're telling your friends about them and coming back week after week for a new theme. Today, we're going to be having more in another show on Benjamin Krem's books with Maureen Perron, who has been our guest three times, so this is the third time on this topic. Maureen is a long-time reader of the Krem material. She's also a Share International U.S. speaker living in the San Francisco Bay Area. She was introduced to Mr. Krem's books almost 40 years ago, with his first book, The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom, the first of 16 books by Mr. Krem, now sadly deceased. Maureen will be joining us in just a second to talk about her chosen book for today, one of the latter books of Mr. Krem called Unity in Diversity, The Way Ahead for Humanity. It is one of her favorites. Unfortunately, we've had some more technical difficulties, and Maureen has not been able to join me yet, so I'm going to beg your forgiveness and try to send her an email. The phone is not responding, so there's definitely something wrong at her end. And sorry, I can't kind of chew gum and do this at the same time. And okay, let's just get this out as we can. Asking her to call in on the phone. There we go. Thank you all for bearing with these technical problems that seem to plague us at times. And let me tell you some of the things that Maureen and I talked about during our pre-interview for the show. We were marveling, as a matter of fact, about how special Mr. Krem's books are and about why they are so special. And the one thing that really occurs to both of us is that even though some of this material was written way back as early as 1980, which was the date for Mr. Krem's first book, The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom, the material in his books is so germane to what is going on now in the world. The messages from the master, his master, with whom he is in telepathic contact, or was in telepathic contact, and basically wrote the books under the guidance of his master. The material is so wise and so true that it applies directly today. And we were marveling at some of the things that the book contains and that are actually working out today. So the material simply does not become dated. And that's one of the very great features of the material. And as I mentioned as well, in many ways, the material is prophetic. There is a lot of information in these books, or in Mr. Krem's books, about what the new age will be looking like and how we will conduct our affairs with our consciousness raised to a certain extent because of the influx of the new energies that are bombarding the planet now. They are of several kinds, but one of them, of course, is the energy of the age of Aquarius, which is getting stronger and stronger at this point as we move into closer into the age of Aquarius. Some of you may know that these ages are talked about in the ageless wisdom teachings, as they are known, teachings that have been passed down from aeon to aeon since time immemorial, usually orally, but more recently under written form. And they make clearer to humanity the plan that is in place for humanity, the plan that is in place for the planet, the plan that is devised by the Godhead, by whatever name you may call him. Some of these early writings were the Sutras of Patanjali and the Vedas, the scriptures, the oldest scriptures in India. These were the first recorded instances of the ageless wisdom teachings, but they have continued down the ages, and Mr. Krem is one of the last exponents of these teachings and passing them along, not only in book format, but he was very active as a lecturer, as a speaker, and in many, many ways sought to get out the information about the New Age, about the Masters of Wisdom who are here now to help us in the difficult transition into that New Age, and also about the emergence of the Lord Maitreya, the master of all these masters, who stands at the head of this perfected lineage of men and leads them in offering their counsel and guidance and extraordinary wisdom to us. So these are very great topics, and they are covered at great length in Mr. Krem's books. And I wanted to just make it clear, and this introduction is especially for our new listeners, that this information is being presented for your consideration only. Mr. Krem always said in every single lecture, in all of his books, he says that if this material has the ring of truth for you, by all means, take it, assimilate it, pass it on if you like, but certainly it is for your consideration only. There is no attempt to convert anyone from any type of belief or philosophical position to any other. This is simply information that many people share, many people have heard the Ring of Truth in, and are passing on in any way they can. This is what led to the creation of our show, Share on the Air Radio North America, and we take a lot of our information, most of it as a matter of fact, from Share International magazine, which is published 10 times a year by a completely volunteer staff. Mr. Krem used to be the chief editor of the magazine, but it will be continuing, and I'll give you that website right now, www.share, as in sharing, S-H-A-R-E, hyphen, international.org. That's Share, S-H-A-R-E, hyphen, international, .org. And that leads us into our time with Maureen. We will hope to get her in contact with us over the break that is coming up, and in that way begin our show a little later than normal, but so be it. The premise of the book that she has chosen to talk about, Unity and Diversity, is that we need a hopeful and new vision for the future. Well, I'm pretty sure that most of us can agree for that. And this book presents such a vision. It presents a future that embraces a world at peace, in harmony and unity, while each individual quality and approach is welcomed and needed. So the book is a visionary book, but it's expressed with compelling and simple logic. It's a very easy read. It is put in question and answer format, so there are short segments if you're sitting on the bus and not having too much time. or any other reason like that. But the question and answer format is a particularity of Mr. Krem's books, or some of them, that make them very easy to digest and assimilate. And they're all based on questions that were received either by Share International Magazine or at lectures given by Mr. Krem. So the Unity and Diversity, this book concerns itself with the future of every man, woman, and child. It's about the future of the Earth itself. Mr. Krem says that humanity is at a crossroads and has a major decision to make. I think we all sense this very vividly and are sensing it more and more. We can either go onwards and create a brilliant new civilization in which all are free and social justice reigns, where sharing is the principle, or if we continue as we are, divided, competing, wrecking the resources of the world and essentially killing off one another, if this trend continues, we will see the end of life on planet Earth as we know it. So the book presents that very clear option, but it does so in a compelling and hopeful way because it talks about many of the new foundations of the new society, foundations that we see are already beginning to take place in such things as the general response of humanity to the refugee crisis, for example. We are starting to understand that we are all one family, and that a family where even one child starves, let alone 35,000 every day, a family in which one child starves is not a family. And so this is one of the chief and principal concerns of Maitreya at the head of these who come to counsel us wisely, is the feeding of the starving millions and also the saving of the ecology of the environment of our planet, which is now becoming such a crucial question. Many, many years ago, when the topic was not so popular, Benjamin Krem's books, Maitreya said that the environment would become the number one issue in the world, and it is fast approaching now that situation. Back after the break, hopefully with Maureen Perron discussing the book Unity and Diversity. Please be patient, stay tuned, and we'll hope to get everything back on track soon. Thank you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Want to help build the coming golden age? Want to experience the Aquarian energies of love, light, and power? Transmission meditation is a simple way for you and two or more friends to do just that and accelerate your own spiritual growth at the same time. Check out Transmission Meditation at shareontheairradio.org. That's shareontheairradio.org.
Hey, everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Diana Gold-Holland broadcasting finally with my guest for today, Maureen Perron. Unfortunately, it seems that we can't hear one another, so I am going to hang up and call in again. But before I do that, Maureen, let me introduce you at last to our guests. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly well. Can you hear me?
Okay, now you can hear me. Yes, I can.
I can hear you now.
Okay, it looks our problem has been corrected. Very good indeed.
Wonderful.
Okay. So, Maureen, just before we get started, I want to tell people where they can find out about all of Mr. Krem's books and about your book in particular, the one you're discussing today. If you visit the books and printed materials page on the website I gave you, www.share-international.org, you will find all 16 books listed there and pre-see about them. So that's the place to go. The thing that you'll be very glad to hear as well is that 4 of these books are available as free downloads. So do please take advantage of that and become acquainted with the wonderful ideas that are presented in Mr. Krem's work, ideas that are now beginning to become very clear and are now starting to bring us down this path of hope, dire as the circumstances may appear on the surface. So one thing that we talk about that's very much on people's minds just now are politics and the diversity in political forms and how basically a lot is just not working in politics today. In Mr. Krem's books, and in this one in particular, there is a view of what saner politics can look like in the new age, and that's what I'd like to have Maureen start us off with today. So take it away, Maureen, and tell us about the new political forms.
Well, the title of the book that I'm particularly interested in sharing with everyone today is Unity and Diversity, the Way Ahead for Humanity. And as you've been pointing out, Diana, the what we're in right now, we definitely need something that shows us a way forward. We have lots of dysfunction and not much function and not many models to look for or to look toward in our culture, in our society, in any part of the planet that show us something hopeful and positive. And so Mr. Krem's book, Unity and Diversity, The Way Ahead for Humanity, is particularly focused on the future. And it's about the future, not just of the human kingdom, but of all life on the planet and the planet itself. So it offers us a major shift in consciousness and awareness, and lets us know that we need, as a human race, to make that shift individually and in our own lives, of course, and as nations and as a world. And that it is very positive because we are told, as we have confidence in that we are not alone in this, that behind the scenes and now gradually emerging onto the public arena are more advanced and wiser people who have gone ahead of us in human evolution and have come at this critical time specifically to show us a way forward.
One of the things they've been talking about, Maureen, is the fact of the a threefold experiment in the building of national identities, which I was referring to with this idea of politics. Can you fill us in on that a little bit? Because there is a great experiment happening now in this vein about national identities. Please go ahead. Oh dear, have we lost connection again? Oh, It would seem that Maureen has just dropped again. I don't know what's going on here. Let me fill us in a little bit about this while she comes back, because the experiment that is being conducted in the national identities is concerns different ways of creating unity from diversity. For example, in the United Kingdom, representatives of the people of the Commonwealth of Nations, including my country, Canada, and others, basically try to live together more or less peacefully and nonetheless maintain our separate identities. In the United States, there is more of an amalgam of representatives of many European and other countries who have been transplanted across oceans through, many of them refugees at the turn of the century who have settled and formed families now. And, of course, all of the great diasporas going on now as well with the new refugee influx. On a previous show, we heard that a very large portion of the world's population, something like 20%, I believe, has, don't quote me, but I think that's what it was, has been displaced because of the refugee issue. And one person in four in Lebanon, for example, is a refugee. So there's a lot of this in the news, there's a lot of this going on, but it is leading to the mixing together until something new emerges, just as happened in America. And the third experiment is that of the old USSR, which was maintaining independence but remaining part of a vast federation, a very vast federation. So there were three great ideologies in place: democracy, communism, and fascism. And today, unfortunately, these ideologies have served more to divide humanity. But nonetheless, they are actually attempts to express, however inadequately and with however much distortion, our vague awareness of the three divine aspects of intention that we know at this time. So we talk here of power, will, and activity. So it all boils down to show that there is a need for greater tolerance for different political structures. And this is one point that Maureen was wanting to make very forcefully. Hopefully we'll have her back. And that is that, you know, we may think that we have the perfect system, even though it has glaring cracks in it. And it is one thing we have to do is let go of the fact that our views are the right ones, are the only ones, and that any other political system. And I'll just finish your sentence for you, Maureen, and let you back in, that we have to let go of our judgmental views, our self-righteousness, the fact that we are better than all others. And that's a very important lesson for us to learn, especially in the most privileged countries of the world. Maureen, do you want to take it from there and continue on?
Sure. I'm not entirely sure when I was cut off, but I do want to say that this is part of an experiment, and it is there's another force at work at this time, and which what Mr. Krim calls in Unity in this book, the sort of cleavage, and that is a time and something that's happening now that makes it very clear that we need to change. And forces us to decide if we're going to move forward with that change and go with the direction of history and where the masters are leading us, or if we're choosing to stay behind to resist that. And this is one of the examples of why things are so challenging at this time. We see this sort of cleavage demonstrated in our daily lives all the time, politically, economically, and socially. And this is the beauty in some ways, although it doesn't feel good, of these times, is that we have got clear choice. It has never been more clear in human history. Do we want to go forward and share the resources of the world and get along and work together and accept other people's forms of governance as valid as ours? Or do we want to cling to the past and be basically left behind because the rest of the world is going to move forward.
Absolutely. And when I was looking over the information on the sword of cleavage, which is covered in many ways in Mr. Krem's book, I had forgotten this, but it struck me again that the sword of cleavage is actually the principle of love, the energy of love. It's the sword of cleavage is the result of the action of Maitreya's energy of love. Because through brotherhood, justice, and sharing, through freedom and right relationship, we can go forward as humanity. And so the sword of cleavage makes us more of what we already are. So if we are despots or other people of that type and not looking to the greater good, which is the hallmark of the age of Aquarius, the age of brotherhood and synthesis, if we are resisting that, we will be dragged kicking and screaming into the new age, as Mr. Krem has put it. And this applies, of course, to many of our current politicians who are clinging desperately to their privilege and in most cases, their wealth. So okay. The sword of cleavage, the energy of Maitreya's love pouring out into the world daily, makes us see this confrontation before humanity. We see it clearly, sharply, with no woolly edges. And then we take one side or the other. The side of right human relationship, construction and harmony, or the way of wrong human relations, and eventually total destruction. So
exactly.
This is And what another thing we talked about was there's the break again. We'll come back and talk about the way ahead for humanity, the subtitle of today's book, after the break. And here we will hear some of the hopeful things that are coming forth to the forefront on the world stage. So join us on the other side of the break for Unity and Diversity, the Way Ahead for Humanity.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Want to help humanity and the planet? Transmission meditation is a simple but powerful way for you and two or more friends to do just that and dramatically accelerate your own spiritual growth. You can read the book on transmission meditation, free online. Visit shareontheairradio.org for details. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Share on the Air Radio North America. And while I'm at it, let me invite you to check out our Facebook page where you will find a preview of the next week's show every week so you can find out what's going to be talked about on our webpage. And of course, our website, shareontheairradio.org, that's shareontheairradio.org, contains basic information for new listeners. There are a couple introductory broadcasts that you can listen to and get the complete background on the emergence of Maitreya, the world teacher for the Aquarian age. Very fascinating material that you can follow the whole progress since Maitreya did come into his point of focus in London, England, on July 19th, 1977. So it's just almost 40 years ago. And the difference in the world, which was grappling on the brink of the Cold War at that time, has kind of come full circle, and the sort of cleavage is very much apparent now as we were talking. On the shareontheairradio.org site, you will also find the archives of our past shows. As I mentioned, we're moving towards 100 programs, and they're all there for you to listen to on various topics, so welcome to do that. Let's get into our segment on The Way Ahead for Humanity now, which is the subtitle of the book, Unity in Diversity, and the great theme for this particular volume of Mr. Krems. Maureen, I really liked what you said when we were talking about the show, that the world is broken and we simply just don't know how to fix it. Okay. Sounds like Maureen has dropped out again, and she's calling back in. So there she is. Maureen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Maureen.
Forces are working against us, but we're going to pursue this.
Absolutely. So, Maureen, I had just introduced the principle of sharing as one of the foundations for the way ahead for humanity, and I'll let you get a word in edgewise while you're here.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm sure you know that we both are coming from much the same place here, because we're relying on the teachings of the Ageless Wisdom and Benjamin Krem as the primary exponent of those teachings for this age. And I think that one of the main things that I feel is important about the principle of sharing is the obvious is, of course, that sharing builds respect. And it builds a line of communication and opening and a sense of common good when we share. But it also, and this is the primary thing that we are lacking in our world at this time, it creates trust. It's created economic change, builds trust. When we help another country, when we help another person, no matter what the size of the effort, when you and I do something for someone else or for each other, it develops trust, and we lack that sorely in our country and in our world right now. So by this trust, we then start to build consensus, and consensus and trust begin to unify us because we have more in common and more that we need each other than we do that divides us and keeps us apart. And that is something that is definitely emphasized in Unity and Diversity. How are we going to change from disunity to unity and still maintain our own uniqueness, our own diversity? And that is done through building these bridges of trust and sharing.
And trust actually is the basis for absolutely everything. It enables sharing of the economic resources. When you trust and honor your family members, no matter what color their skin or where they live, that sharing puts us all on the same footing. It makes us aware of our essential divinity, actually.
Yes, and Mr. Krem says the principle of sharing is the only thing that will answer man's needs and solve as many problems, because it is so fundamental to the plan of God himself. Without sharing, he says, man denies his divinity and stores up for himself future woes. And we have chaos, and we have a lack of justice when we don't share. And that we think that could be in another country and it doesn't disturb us because we're happy and fine where we are, but it affects every single one on the planet because we're all one family, a human family. And when you don't have enough, that affects me. When I have too much, that also affects me, because I know in my spirit and my soul that is wrong for you to have an insufficiency and me to have what can change that for you simply by sharing it with you.
And of course, that discrepancy between the rich and the poor in the world is one of the most dangerous facets in the world situation these days, because inevitably it can lead to the use of weapons. When you have, when you're desperate, when you have nothing left to lose, you are ready to throw in the towel and try anything. So that disparity is one of the great, great problems in the world today. And it's one thing that we can personally and as countries begin to overcome. And we're seeing that starting to happen now in the outreach of help to during disasters such as earthquakes and tsunamis and things like that. The Red Cross and the donations that come to those things, and also the welcoming of the refugees by so many concerned people in the world today and making them part of their new communities. Mr. Krem has many other books that go into the principle of sharing and how it is the reflection of our divinity and how it works out in the world. I mentioned a couple of titles. One is The Art of Cooperation, and another one that I believe we have talked about on the program is called The Laws of Life. So these are two very, very seminal books on this topic. The other great idea in this that's discussed in this book is the idea of the voice of the people. And to that, Maureen, we pay great attention as well, because it's something we have seen in our looking at the news through this knowledge that we have, that a new and better time is coming with this divine guidance that is being offered to us. We don't quite look at the news in the desperate way that many other people could, which is not to say that it's a Pollyanna world, but we can see the working out of this love energy of Maitreya's. We can see the wise counsel being adopted by various groups all around the world. And so it's a different way of looking at the world based on this. And one of the greatest signs of this cooperation is the rise of the voice of the people. Let's have a word about that, Maureen.
I think that's definitely something that we can all see. And I think all of us can see it on the news. We can hear about it. But when we think about it in the terms of energy, and you think about this incredible energy that is not only the voice of the people rising for their own issues, but the unity, people coming together. In my community, there was a march and a couple of weekends ago, a big march in the central area for gay rights, people rights, everyone's right to be who they are and to be their best. And people with many, many different issues, thousands and thousands of people, all came together around that issue and that event, because they know one of us wins, freedom and freedom of expression and love and expressing values that we honor, all of us win. So no matter what your perspective is, people are starting to come together in all different areas and create an event that supports change. And this is so unique, and everyone who's listening surely appreciates how different this is from even a few years ago. There'd be an occasional protest, or if the war, if you know, we're going to war, for example, the war in Iraq, there were lots and lots of protests. But these are protests around human, basic human rights. And they're very, very powerful. And I think we all are seeing that manifest. And this was written about in the particular case of this book in 2012, when we really didn't have any sense of this the way we do today.
And also the immediacy of mass communication now. We have all seen these mass protests on our television screens.
Right, on our phones. We can carry them with us to the bus stop, you know?
Exactly, exactly. They are being beamed out even on our phones, so we can all be reporters. We can all show what's really going on in the world, despite what we may be maybe reading or hearing about in the mainstream media. So there is an immediacy to this unity forming in the world consciousness, which is great.
And Mr. Krem says at one point, man verily is on his way, not can halt his further progress if he thinks in terms of unity, because all men seek it. We have different paths, maybe we might get there, but if we hold before us the principles of unity and love, then we just see the way through.
Absolutely, and that is getting more and more evident now. Another wrinkle to this, which concerns Maitreya's emergence, that kind of struck me when I was looking through the book again, was this particular part of it. It says that a large part of Maitreya's time will be taken up in removing fear and guilt from humanity.
Yes.
And it says that, you know, he will not simply manipulate it to get rid of it, but his teaching is fashioned to remove fear and guilt. And taking away those two traits from humanity, fear and guilt, we would live in a completely different way. We would be understanding more truly the laws of karma, for example, which is about learning lessons, not being punished. And so in understanding that karma, we would come into line more with this principle of sharing and understanding that we are all one. From the master's point of view, Mr. Krem says, the only, quote, sin is that of separation or separativeness. And that ties exactly in with what you were saying, Maureen, about us moving towards adopting these principles and knowing that this is the right thing in our hearts, and being able, without fear and without guilt, to follow those divine urgings.
I think that's beautifully expressed. And if we could just imagine for a minute what it would be like if there was no blame, because a lot of guilt turns to or comes from blame. That's self-blame, is guilt, and blaming others. Instead of moving forward and holding the vision and going to love and acceptance and caring, which are so uplifting and light and open us up. And it's just, if you forgive me for something I've done, that opens my heart. That creates a whole new relationship between the two of us. And we need to have that relationship with ourselves first, because we can't forgive others if we can't forgive ourselves.
Absolutely. Wonderful principles to be living. Not so easy every day, but
nonetheless,
we can practice and we can move forward into that trust, into that light. Stay with us. We're already at the end of the show. Maureen, you in particular, stay with us.
Yes.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Share International Magazine is unique in the world today. It draws connections that make sense between headline news and spiritual changes unfolding now on a global scale, and explains the forces driving those changes. It may be the message of hope you have been waiting for. Investigate for yourself at shareontheairradio.org. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And here we are. It is Cher on the Air Radio coming to you, well, sporadically, but nonetheless. My guest Maureen Perron and I are discussing Diversity and Unity, one of Mr. Krem's many very, very interesting books. I just wanted to point out that this is a particularly good book for a new reader, a person new to the Maitreya story, because, as Maureen put it, it's a bit of a potpourri. There are several goodies at the end of the book which can set you off on new paths of discovery, both of knowledge and of heart opening, for that matter. And they are related with Maitreya's emergence, with the forces driving the evolution of humanity and the planet into this new age, the age of Aquarius, the age of brotherhood and synthesis. So I want to mention a couple of those things. One is a very particular image, which you can find on page 153. It is an image of the hand of Maitreya, which is one of the closest images we have of him that has been actually given as a gift to humanity. The hand was first published in the October 2001 issue of the magazine Cher International, and it is a means of invoking the healing energies and help of Maitreya. So by simply placing your hand over the photograph or simply looking at it, Maitreya's healing and help can be manifested, subject, of course, to the law of karma. So what can be done is done under karmic law. Maitreya has said, "My help is yours to command. You have only to ask," and this is one way of doing it. You don't even have to have a picture from the book. You can find it. You can find the hand of Maitreya on the website www.share-international.org, and you can look at the picture there. You can make copies of it. You can photocopy it. Any reproduction, whatever of it, can be used as this tool to invoke Maitreya's healing energy. So that is a very great gift. I've heard several stories of healing occurring in relation to using this image. And it can also be used for other invocative things. If you're starting out on a project, help and share, you can invoke a blessing upon this project. And in any difficult situation you're having. So this is a very great gift. Another thing I'm asking you, Maureen, if you'd like to take over for a bit and tell us about another goodie at the back of the book, page 155, the prayer for the new age. Could you tell us a little bit about the significance of that?
Yes, well, this prayer has been given, thank you, yes, this prayer has been given to us and is a great tool for what Diane was referring to in terms of forgiving self, getting rid of bad feelings about oneself, getting rid of even grief. And it's a prayer that states what we believe as people who are involved with this work, but also people around the world know intuitively that we are all part of one being, one life. And this is called the Prayer for the New Age. It is a statement of power repeated in various ways. It is a mantra of a sort, an affirmation of our own divinity, of our own actual divinity that we have been told by most of the spiritual, evolved spiritual teachers of the humanity's lifetime on this planet, that we are in fact, it says in the Christian scriptures, know ye not, Jesus says, know ye not that ye are gods. And this is a prayer that invokes that, and it states it clearly in beautiful images, and it's a wonderful prayer. I use it and say it every day, and I appreciate it greatly.
Yes, well, it's said that if it is said seriously every day, there will grow inside you a realization of your true self.
Exactly.
Have you found that happening for you, Maureen?
I certainly think so. You know, sometimes when you're growing spiritually, you do a number of things and you don't know which is, but I never, almost never miss a day when I say this, because I really feel that it shifts inside me my focus to the spiritual power and strength that I have within me. No matter what happens to me during the day, no matter what, it gives me that big picture. I am no longer a victim. I am no longer being abused by life. I am no longer having struggles. I am a human being, but I am a soul. And that's my primary. And from the soul's perspective, all manner of things will be well, as it says in the Christian scriptures. Just the first line of this is prayer is often surprising to people, because the very first line of the prayer is a statement, an affirmation, I am the creator of the universe. So to just think about that I can make that statement about myself and realize my connection with all that is extremely powerful. And repeating this short prayer every day is something that will change your life.
And of course, this isn't coming from some kind of bloated, demented ego on your part. It is a true contact with the soul that makes you the creator of the universe. So
yes,
you come into more sense of perspective. Another one of the very special things described at the end of the book is a brief explanation of transmission meditation, which we have covered several times on this program, because it is such a great tool, both of dynamic self-growth, self-knowledge, and assistance in the world to bring in this pool of energy that the Masters and Maitreya are making available to us. In transmission meditation, we work directly with them to step down their energies from a very high level to a level which is more usable by humanity in general. So not only can this energy, these energies of love, of power, of synthesis, of peace, these energies that come through during the transmission meditation under the direct guidance of Maitreya and the Masters go into a pool, and there they can be used not only to alleviate world crisis, but also for great benefits to humanity, such as medical discoveries and technological help. We've heard of the 100 monkey idea, where all of a sudden an idea takes form and is concretely usable. Well, very often it is energies like those that are vehicled in transmission that help push these benefits forward for humanity. It's a very simple form of meditation. You don't have to give up anything. You don't have to ascribe to any particular religious or spiritual views in any way. You simply get to work on bringing in these energies of the new age. So it's a fantastic opportunity, and we will certainly be doing more shows about it, but you can also read about it in this book. So these are some of the extra goodies, aside from all the information on the 10 or so magic topics that are covered in the book. There is unity and diversity in political forms, sharing, the people's voice, saving planet Earth, and humanity's choice, of course, which we talked about under the sword of cleavage. So again, these are, even though we mention the word divinity, divine plan, etc., these are not religion, but a spiritual message for all. And Mr. Krem made that very, very clear indeed in always saying, for your consideration only. So I invite you to make this consideration, to check out the Share International website, www.share-international.org. And I assure you that we will have more book discussions to come. Maureen, we're nearing the end of the program. I'd like to invite you to have a final word with our listeners.
Well, I'm going to quote a couple of segments, little sentences from one of the master's talks through Benjamin Krem that are included in this book, which are all just, each word is powerful and wonderful, and they're well worth reading. But one line in this message, The Path to Unity, men have understood that when organized and brave, they are invincible. Nothing can halt this movement for change. It embodies the concepts of the future and of the plan. Maitreya has given it voice, which is now the voice of the peoples all over the world. And I think that that is such a hopeful and powerful statement of how we can view, if we choose to, what we're experiencing right now on our planet.
You know, that ties in with a last hopeful message that I wanted to share, too. And if you let me read this, it's about this sense of hope and expectancy. Maitreya says, there was a time when 10 true men could save the world. Then came a time when 10,000 was not enough. I shall call on 1 billion. There are 6 billion people in incarnation at the moment. 2 or 3 years ago, Mr. Krem asked, how many in 2006? It was 1.8 billion. And we are so many years past that. So we must have at least 2 billion people who are ready to respond to Maitreya. Ready when he gives the word and give their talents, give their goodwill to help in every way in the creation of this unity and diversity. Maureen, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful talk today. And we hope to have you back again for more discussions of Mr. Krem's works.
Thank you.
To all of our listeners, we invite you back next.